Each week at this time, this station presents a legislative report with your state representative, Will Tallman, of the 193rd Legislative District in York and Adams Counties. Representative Tallman, welcome to this report to your constituents. Well, there's a lot of talk about the state budget, how it shook out this year, and some of the details that maybe did not happen as members of the House would like to see it happen. What's going on here? What are some of the numbers involved, and what are some of the problems that you foresee with this budget as we go into the actual functional fiscal year?
Well, as you said, some of us members, and particularly the House Republican members, wanted to spend approximately what our revenue was going to be, just like everyday working families in Pennsylvania do. You don't spend any more than you take in, or pretty soon you're going to be bankrupt. Our budget, as we passed on July 3rd, is $28 billion, a 0.74% increase. The estimated revenue is $25.6 billion, so we have a fairly significant shortfall, and our Constitution requires us to have a balanced budget. So what we have done is we stole $250 million from the tobacco settlement fund, and we stole money from all kinds of other funds. Just to give you the emergency services fund, we took $5 million. This is dedicated money for the fire departments and ambulance associations in the state of Pennsylvania. We took $5 million of that money and used it to balance our general budget, which I find very disquieting. It's my belief that we should have spent very close to what our revenue was projected to be, but instead we have done this one time of stealing of funds. And next year, budget time, it's going to be very, very dramatic because we will not have the stimulus money, which we're depending upon, and that's going away. The other key issue that I would really like to let the listeners know about is it doesn't look like that we're going to see the $850 million FMAP money come from Congress. The governor has said on July 2nd that if we don't get that, the $250 million increase in the basic ed subsidy is going to go away. That still leaves $600 million in cuts that the governor is going to have to make. And I believe it's only going to be painful type of cuts. I really find it frustrating because when we did the fiscal code and sent it over to the Senate, we had contingency language in that fiscal code that if the $850 million did not arrive, this is what the General Assembly is going to do. The Senate took that language out and basically gave the governor a blank check on where to make these cuts. And as we know, his friends aren't going to see those cuts, but people all over the state of Pennsylvania are going to have cuts put to their social programs and very important programs in the state. I just believe we abrogated our authority as a General Assembly by just giving the governor that blank check.
And you mentioned that the revenues don't look good for next year. What do you think is going to be happening? What kind of cuts are we going to be looking at?
Well, I believe that with a 25.6 revenue, that our spending should have been at that. And come next year, cuts are going to be very, very painful. We should have done those cuts now, and those programs would have had a much more beneficial result if we would have made the cuts now instead of nickel and diming them for the last 3 years.
Representative Tallman, thanks for this report, and tune in again next week at this time for Legislative Report with your state representative, Will Tallman.